Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You know that song, Heat Wave? It's a great song. Actual heat waves, though, so much less fun than that song.
Truth. That childish feeling you get when you can't help but snicker at the German language because all the words end in fat.
Oh, Heather. You know what? I've never liked buttered popcorn, and I've never liked bacon, and now you know everything about me.
I wore actual pajamas to the coolest club in Berlin and actually got in.
Yeah, you did. Have such a good day. Welcome back to Have Such a Good Day, episode 199, because we're feeling fine.
I am feeling fine, Sarah Lane, over here across the globe. Episode 199. I cannot believe this, Lane.
I know. It's kind of like weird.
It's
in a way.
Really weird.
I'm like, have we done a 199 shows? Well, I mean, we're about to do that many. That's fucking crazy.
And it's a lot of work. It's like you think about, like, we put together almost 200 episodes.
Almost 200, in fact. Yeah. Next week it will be. That's, no, I know. I don't know. Like, there's something so weird about that to me.
I'm going to go jump in the pool naked. I don't know. I got to do something. I got to do something crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to run out into the street.
Pull your pants down. I don't know. Do something crazy. Hey, if you're tuning in for the first time, this is the show that unpacks the absurdity of everyday life. You know, all the things you would talk about with a friend at a bar or at a party or on the phone, for that matter. How is everything doing out there?
In freaking deed.
Are you guys melting? Because I am.
How are y'all? Yeah, depending on where you are in the world, you may be very hot right now. I was riding around in my car with my dog yesterday, and you know, as we do, you know, because he needed to run around.
Because that's your thing. Yeah, I hear you.
It's our thing, and like the windows were down, and I also had the AC blasting.
Same here. Yeah,
which is like, you know, it's such a waste of energy.
Such a waste.
But like, I don't know. There's only so long I can be in like a car without the windows down with the AC blasting.
Same way.
Even though I feel like, okay, now I'm not hot anymore. But I just feel like, I don't know. There's something wilty about it.
It is. And it's funny you say that, Sarah, because literally yesterday we were like having the same experience. We went in the ocean and like went back in the car because, and it wasn't even, it was pretty hot, I would say, like pretty humid. Got back in the car, turned the AC on. My bathing suit was still on and it was wet. I couldn't deal. I couldn't deal with just the AC like blowing on my like wet bathing suit. It's like icy.
On your wet bits. Yeah.
My wet bits. So yeah, opened the window, kind of liked the combination of the warm air and then the AC, but then I felt a little guilty. What are you going to do?
I mean, totally. I remember a friend of mine who grew up in Las Vegas, which not that many people have, but he did. I remember him saying to me at one point, oh, I used to just, you know, I would be reckless and I would just have the windows down and also the AC blasting. And I was like, gosh, pick one.
Like,
you know, like how you did both at the same time. That's so stupid. And now I do it.
We're such hypocrites. I mean, we can't help ourselves. So wait, so how hot is it there right now? Because I mean, I'm actually quite far from California, but I'm experiencing a heat wave in Spain, which is also happening in Greece and Italy. And all over this area.
So, you know, I'm in NorCal, not as NorCal as your NorCal, but it's actually, I don't know, high 80s today. As of this recording, it's not even, you know,
it's pretty early
degrees.
For you.
Yeah. We're recording this in the morning. But it has been quite hot.
Well, it's, I mean, 5 to the point here where for me, 5 PM and then it's like, I guess 8 for you. So we're pretty, I'm like 9 hours ahead of you right now. So we're experiencing
you are like 9 hours ahead of me. Isn't that weird? Magnets. How do they work?
Let's break it down. Let's unpack it.
Yeah, let's. But anyway, so
moving on.
Well, I don't know how they work. I mean,
this isn't a science show, people.
Yes, we are not scientists. Although we play ones on TV, but no. So anyway, so I was riding around with my dog yesterday, blasting the AC, windows down, like not a care in the world. But it's been hot here, and it's been hot. So a little thing about me, which sometimes when I have a passenger in my car, I get a small amount of grief about it, you know, where they're like, you're just listening to NPR all day, aren't you, Sarah? And I'm like, yeah, pretty much. When I'm in my car, I mean, sometimes I listen to podcasts where I put on music.
Sure.
But I kind of just listen to NPR.
Same.
When I'm in
I
my
do
car.
The same thing, actually. Like, unless I pop over to like unless something is really boring on NPR, where I'm just falling asleep, and I'll pop over to some like 80s channels. But I mean, it's almost on rotation, like all day long. Which,
and it's funny because it's like for example, over the weekend, wait, don't tell me, which is one of my favorite NPR shows.
Love that show so much.
Love it.
More
and
than like itself,
I don't even know when it's on NPR over the weekend.
Same.
And I can also just listen to it, you know, on demand. But like when like I'm kind of going to be in my car for a while and it's just starting, I'm like, yes.
Oh,
yes.
God,
now
I
got
the
an
same
hour.
Person
I've
right
got
now.
An hour.
What is going on?
I don't know. I don't know. We are morphing into favorite thing the same ever. Person. That's what episode 200 episodes will do to you.
Just like exactly the amount of like chuckle-worthy moments. I mean, it's such a joy. It makes me feel like the weekend is here.
Right. So, okay. So, you know, me and Otis the dog, you know, hanging tough. But I wanted to mention briefly, and anybody who follows my Instagram, I'm not telling you to do it, but it's kind of good. could see Otis's first puppuccino.
Was that his first?
It was his first. Yeah.
I could have sworn you've talked about this before. So why did you wait so long to give him one?
I don't know. Well, okay. So a few things. First, I thought a puppuccino was like a specialty drink for a dog. Like maybe there was like meat in there. Like I didn't know. And for anyone who's like, puppuccino, what are we talking? Starbucks. This is a Starbucks thing.
Yeah.
So there is a Starbucks near where I'm living right now. I mean, it's walkable, but like, eh. And I don't know. I just don't really. I make coffee in the morning at home, and I just can't find a reason to go to Starbucks. Mm-hmm. But the other day, it was really hot, and I was like, you know what? I think we're gonna do this puppuccino thing. And it's the Starbucks has a drive-through. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm not gonna go through the drive-through and get my dog a weird drink and not also get something for myself. Like that seems rude.
Yeah, that is kind of odd. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like it just like, which is probably why they get a lot of business because of people like me. But you know, it was like in the afternoon, it was hot. I can't drink caffeine in the afternoon or I'll go insane. And it was hot. So I'm like, I don't like iced anything. And oh God, what do I do? So I got this like weird, like egg thing where it's like two hard-boiled eggs.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And some almonds and some grapes. Exactly something like you would be served on an airplane.
You're like, why am I doing this to myself?
Yeah, like, but I have to get something or I'm rude, you know? Mm-hmm. And Otis has the puppuccino, which is just like foam. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. Which I had... I don't know, loftier goals for the puppuccino, but boy, did he like it. And I ate the whole, you know, I ate my hard-boiled eggs and everything in my car like a weirdo. So, you know, I would say, Heather, it was a success.
I'm so glad to hear. You know, it's, again, we are living parallel lives for some reason. So yesterday it was like 98 degrees or something. It was like really hard to do anything because during the day, because you feel really lethargic. And so we actually, it's sort of embarrassing because I usually will never be caught dead to go to a place like Starbucks when I'm in a foreign country because there's so many great coffee shops. And the only reason why we stopped at a Starbucks was because we were on our way somewhere and it was right off the freeway and it was just easy. You know how they do that. They just make it easy. And so we're like, okay, we won't tell anyone, even though I'm like blasting this on the show right now. Don't judge me. I normally am actually really against it, but it was so hot and we were so sluggish after lunch that we were like, let's get a Frappuccino. And I'm like, I've always wanted one. They look amazing sometimes. And then most of the time I look at them and I'm like, that is just too much. It's so indulgent. It's so big. It looks like full of whipped cream. I mean, it looks intense. And so I've never actually gotten one, but it sounded really good because I knew it would like wake us up and kind of cool us off. And so we went in Spain, went to a Starbucks, got a Frappuccino. It was delicious. It was full of like chocolate chips. I mean, it was just, it's pretty ridiculous how much sugar must be in that thing. And we almost went and saw Barbie in English because we ended up going to a Starbucks that was in a movie theater. And we thought, oh, what a perfect thing to do on a 98-degree day. Let's go watch a movie.
Let's go see Barbie.
Yeah, but it felt weird. I mean, being in Spain and just like that's what we do with our time. Granted, We've been maximizing our time.
I don't know, Heather. I think you should give yourself a pass. You treat yourself however you want to be tweeted.
Exactly. And the thing is even my partner in crime, Rona, who I'm traveling with, said, we're totally doing all the cultural stuff. We're pounding the pavement. We're really taking advantage of being in these places and enjoying the culture for what it is. So mm-hmm. like going to mm-hmm. like a movie for a couple hours, no big deal. We ended up not going. We ended up going like shopping at this. It was a, what do you call those things? Those factory outlets. But it was like a really nice one because it was in Spain. It was
what
like,
what do you call those factory outlets? Factory outlets?
I'm actually not a big fan of those. I have friends that go to the ones in LA all the time and I kind of don't have patience for it, honestly. But this one was like kind of nice and it was, you know, it was very Euro. It was very different. So we had fun. It was good. We were on our way to like an amazing beach. And I'll tell you more about that a little later in the show. But mm-hmm. what else is going on, Sarah Lane?
Well,
your garage is looking really, really pimping right now.
Oh, thank you. You can thank my mother for that because it's, well, nobody can see this, but Heather can. And I'm using a different webcam, so she's got a wide angle view of my dresser, which mm-hmm. sits in the middle of the garage, you know? Hey, want some socks? I got them in my mm-hmm. dresser in the garage. Yeah, we're big pimpin'.
It's pretty big pimp. Yeah. Yeah.
Besides being in the garage where it's not that hot yet today, but it's going to be later. I did see Barbie, Heather, and I saw it on, when are we recording this? On Tuesday. So yeah, a couple days ago over the weekend, and a friend of mine who lives in the same general area as me, but like kind of on the other side of the county, it's hard mm-hmm. to explain, but you know, like we're not like neighbors.
Yeah.
She was like, hey, you want to go see Barbie? I'm taking my daughter. Her daughter is 9 years old.
I can't believe she's 9 already. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Totally crazy. Yeah, my friend Trish. I don't know why I'm being cagey about it. yes, her daughter Michi is 9. She's like, we're going to go see Barbie. Do you want to go? And I was like, I guess, okay. You know, like that was my reaction because the sort of like bombardment with the marketing and everything just like had turned me off to it where I'm like, whatever this movie is, I want nothing to do with this.
Yeah. The marketing can ruin it for me too.
Yeah. I don't know. I was just like, I don't know what we're doing here, but like, I feel like weird about it. Mm-hmm. So I just don't want to see the movie. But then I was like, you know what? And it was not only, my friend's kid, but another minor. And so I was like, you know what? This might be kind of fun. It might be kind of fun. Like, we're like taking like kids to the movies.
Totally.
You know, when's the
fun.
Last time I did that? Mm-hmm. So, and the movie theater that we chose was in Napa because that was the only movie theater that wasn't sold out. And it was like in, you know, like we're talking, you know, midday, not mm-hmm. like a, you know, a nighttime showing. And so that's far away from where I live. So I was like, all right, yeah, I don't want to be late. So I'm going to, you know, get a move on and like get there early. That didn't happen because there was so much traffic and, you know, just like wine country people, you know, on the roads, you know, on a Sunday, which I don't love. Anyway, I get there. I'm the first one there. The movie theater is in the same like big complex as like a Home Depot and a Target and probably a Starbucks drive-thru. I don't know. and In-N-Out Burger, you know, that sort of thing. So I get there, I park, and my friend texts me like, okay, we have to go into Target. We don't have anything pink. We need pink things. You know, I'm like, come on. Do you? Like, come on. Let's just go see a movie. However, so I was there first, and I'm like, I'll get some popcorn. Do you guys want butter on your popcorn? Because I don't like butter. Yeah, we want butter on our popcorn. I'm like, okay. I'll get this whole thing done. So the movie before us was, like, getting out as I arrived, right? You know, and you know how you kind of like look at all the people exiting a movie, you know, sometimes they're laughing, sometimes they're, you know, serious, depends on the movie. And you kind of like gauge how the movie might have been based on how the people are.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like their reaction, what's on the look on their face and that
kind of thing. Right. Or what you might, you know, pick up from their conversations. I mean, these people were wearing a lot of pink. It was bizarre. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen such a bizarre spectacle at 4 o'clock on a Sunday in Napa, California. And men, women, kids, but mostly adults. Adults. Yeah. And, you know, and people seem to be having a good time. So anyway, I digress. But we went to the movie. I enjoyed it. I thought it was really good.
Did you laugh a lot? Was it pretty funny?
I laughed a lot. Okay, yeah. Cool. It was funny. I it's a comedy, but it's also not. Hmm. It's sort of like a serious movie in a way, but you're supposed to laugh.
Is it kind of like that she's on an existential, like it's philosophical kind of?
It's very philosophical, okay. Yes, about, you know, men and women and the roles in society and, you could probably, you know, I don't want to spoil anything. What I did love, though, so Michi, my friend's daughter, she's 9, and she's not a baby or anything, but she's also not necessarily picking up on, like, adult jokes. And there were a few times where, like, Trish and I, my friend, you know, who's my age, you know, like, we're laughing. And Michi looks at us and goes, "Why are you laughing? What's the joke? I don't understand the joke." Loudly in the theater.
Wow.
You know, and we're like kind of like in the front row, like our seats were weird, you know, and everyone laughs every time she says this more than once. Mm-hmm. And like the rest of the theater is kind of laughing already. And so now they're laughing at us, you know, because we have this kid who's like, "Tell me the joke. Tell me the joke. I don't get the joke." Oh my gosh, Heather, it was a real fun. It was fun. It was fun.
That sounds fun because you do think about how much of those types of movies, those cartoons and whatnot, like Disney and all the movies we watched when we were kids, how much that went over our heads. Because now when you watch it, you realize how much adult humor was in it, but that you didn't catch it.
Sure.
Most of those movies have that that element, but it's actually fun to sort of be reminded of that. That sounds fun. Well, I really want to see it. I am a fan of the filmmaker, and she's a good writer, and I am excited. I know it's doing very well, and people are kind of going nuts for it. So I'll try my hardest to not, read any spoilers. But it's kind of cool to be in this like weird vacuum that I'm in, because obviously I'm not in my home country. I'm in another country where there's different languages being spoken, and you know, I'm currently in Mallorca, which is an island off the coast of Spain. And I know a tiny bit of Spanish, but like I never was a big, I don't engage that much. I'm much more like I will be speaking French in Paris next week when I get there. That'll be my jam. And then German was even worse. I was just like, German seems really hard to me, and all the words are very long. And we did have a lot of fun just kind of like speaking in snickering with a German accent and kind of having fun kind of sort of deconstructing it and deconstructing these big words. And it was sort of a fun thing for us. But the last time we talked was about a week ago, almost exactly, actually. And I had said, like, jury's still out on Berlin. We were there only a couple days.
Yeah, you were like, you were into it, but you weren't, like, you didn't really understand
it. I couldn't figure it out, I guess. And here's the thing. Look, we were there for a week. There's only so much ground we can cover. It's a big city. It's a spread out city. It's not like we went to every single neighborhood. So anything I said last week, it was such a sweeping generalization. I mean, it's a very big city. This is just my experience, but we did do a ton of walking. And I'm really grateful because there's a lot of characteristics that my traveling partner has that I have, that, you know, we both really prefer walking. If we have to, we'll take the train. You know, we'll take an Uber, obviously, if we have to. And that does happen because sometimes you're not going to walk an hour somewhere. But we try to stay on foot as much as possible. So we've been tracking like 15,000 steps, you know, pretty exhausted by the end of the day. It's been great. It's such a great way to see a city. What I find fascinating about Berlin is it has this edge to it. Obviously, it's been through a lot. There's lots of, like I said, like, you know, a lot of grit, a lot of street art that isn't commercial and like stylish. It's much more like tagging. But like once you look closer, it's like kind of interesting. There's definitely some interesting art there. But what I found fascinating is how kind of chill and safe the city is. And I've been hearing through some locals that it is actually quite safe of a city. Totally felt like comfortable walking around at night. It seems like a kind of a peaceful city, which I thought was fascinating. What I also thought was fascinating is apparently a lot of the groups of, you know, taggers, there's all these different like little groups that sort of like one up each other and stuff. And they're very anti like commercial art, which is why, you know, everything is so kind of a little bit more like haphazard. But we spent a fair amount of time, like we went to the Jewish Museum, we saw pieces of the wall, like remnants of the wall. We got all the oatmeal cappuccinos you could ever imagine. I mean, I have to say, one thing I love about being in Europe is that I do drink more coffee and it sort of sits with me a little better because my schedule is definitely more skewed. It's like I stay up until midnight, like European time. But I get up, let's say 8 or 9 in the morning, have a coffee, and then we eat like a late lunch or we call it like a dinner, depending on if it's like a 2 o'clock or a 4 o'clock. And then maybe we won't eat dinner.
I like how you said like very seriously, we call it a dinner.
It's a dinner, especially if it's at 4 o'clock. Okay, so let's be honest. I mean, what do you call a meal at 4 o'clock? I guess you could call it an early dinner or a late lunch, but you might as well call it a dinner.
Or a lunch.
And then, yeah, exactly. There you go. And so I would have a coffee in the afternoon because we take a siesta. I'm even drinking an iced coffee right now because we had a kind of a long lunch today and then you get too tired and then you can't work and you need to pick me up. Anyway, the highlight. Okay, there were many highlights, but let me get to the highlight.
Uh-huh.
So I used to go to raves when I was in my 20s a long time ago. Have I been to one in the recent years? No, not at all. Have I seen some concerts? Totally. I think the last like closest thing I got was going to see Depeche Mode at the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles.
And like didn't you go like more than one night?
We didn't, but we saw The Cure like not that long after.
Oh, there was a Cure, Depeche Mode.
Kind of, you know, not same, but different.
Got it.
But yeah, I mean, I definitely have had some clubbing days, but they were like early 2000s. Uh-huh. In like San Francisco, some like smaller kind of like, you know, fun places that we'd frequent. And then way back when.
Heather's like, listen, I clubbed, but like at smaller clubs. Okay.
Stage. Well, here's why. It's like, here's one thing you may not know about me. I actually don't really like big places with big crowds. And it's like.
Oh, really I know this about you.
Yeah, you know this about me. Yeah. But. All y'all out there might not know this about me. I mean, look, if it's a really amazing show, like a artist like Depeche Mode, of course, I'm going to go to the big venue and see it. But I prefer the like more intimate settings. And so obviously I did a bunch of research. That's part of why I love traveling because I really like to research and curate our trip. And so you're going to Berlin. What are you going to do? You're going to have to go to a club. I mean, that the club culture in Berlin is off the chain. There are the most famous clubs in the world in Berlin. So we wanted to go actually more than one night, but it, you know, it takes a toll on the body. So we were like, okay, here's a good plan for Friday night. And we came up with like a backup plan because you don't always get into these clubs. There's mm-hmm. a door, there's mm-hmm. a doorman or woman. They scrutinize you for one reason or another. And they may not let you in. They may just, and they won't even tell you why. That you're not wearing the right thing. You have a smirk on your face. I don't know. And it's all pretty subjective. The internet kind of goes abuzz with this, trying to really figure out what it is. What's the criteria? It's hard to say. What I like about that, which normally I would be like, ugh, that sounds so snobby. But there's a club called Bergane.
Mm, I'm looking it up on Google.
Yeah,
right
Bergane.
Now.
So it's Bergain. Mm-hmm. And this is the club. This is like the place to go to get in. And you often won't get in. Like you're not guaranteed to go in just because you want to go. And then there's kind of an offshoot in the same building called the Panorama Bar, which I think is slightly easier to get into, but it's a little smaller and more intimate. So they're both the same idea. It's in an old power plant, which is so cool. It is so industrial in like the coolest way you've ever seen. There's like still remnants of like the power plant, like weird, like boxes you can sit in, like that are like elevated and kind of hang out. Like say you want to just relax and chill. Really minimal. Like it is not fancy. It is not trying too hard. It is so like that perfect balance of just cool and, you know, just the sound system is so good where your ears don't hurt at the end of the night. There's ventilation, so you're not like getting smoke in your face all night. Like it is a quality club. And so we're waiting in line. And actually, I'm not a line person either, Sarah. I won't wait. Gosh. I won't wait longer than 15 minutes for anything. And
15 minutes? I don't have time for that.
I won't even do that.
I'm
yeah,
not waiting 10. In line ever.
No. And so the Bergane, that part of the club had a very long line that snaked, you know, probably for many, many hours. So we ended up going to the Panorama Bar, which is, like I said, in the same building, has like kind of a similar vibe, smaller space. And, you know, a lot of people got turned away in front of us and you're standing in line, you're trying to be composed.
Oh my gosh, it's so like secondhand embarrassment. Where
it was,
like, I'm sorry.
It was really, truly kind of amazing, Sarah, because they look at you and they, and again, it's, you don't need to be fancy. They're not looking for the most beautiful people in the world. They're looking
they're just
for
like,
people
they're just,
who want to dance.
Yeah. It's like,
and they're not
like,
trying
do
too
you
hard.
Exude cool?
Yeah. Like cool, chill. Like you're not going to be like obnoxious because what they're creating is truly an environment for you to have a good time. You can't use your phone. I mean, you can look at your phone and text or whatever, but you can't take photographs. So you go in there and they check your bag. They put stickers on your camera. So they want you to have an experience where you're in this bubble.
They put stickers on your phone camera?
Yeah. They put these round stickers. That's like,
that would make me feel weird. Not because I want to take photos, but yeah. It's like touching my body almost.
It's actually okay. Seems maybe like violating, but I liked the purpose of it. When I read about what the purpose was to get you to pull away from you, they want you to be in the moment, in the space, and it really helps. It really does. It puts you in this really rare space nowadays because we have phones and we spend so much of our experiences via our phones. We danced all night, no joke, till 5. I felt like, I mean, it was so epic, Sarah. I can't even articulate how epic it was.
I feel the epicness, kind of. You know, I'm also like the person who like misses phone calls because I went to bed at 9:30 p.m.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is that's so crazy is you never felt jostled by anybody. People were so, they're like, I'm saying, you go in there.
You know, you gotta love the Germans.
Like, yeah, so we like totally met some sweet German boys and danced the night away.
Did
and
you
it was
totally
just,
meet some sweet German boys.
We did.
Okay.
We did. We danced with some people and there were all the DJs were women and it was so the music was so good, you know, really good quality. Anyway, if y'all out there, I'd really love to hear from you because I know we have some European listeners out there. Possibly some people who live in Berlin. If y'all have any stories, I'd love to hear them about Bergane or any other club you've been to in Berlin, email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com. Specifically Bear Gain, because it is the club. And I really want to hear about your experiences. I can't wait to hear from you.
There was, before we push on in the show, there was a 99% Invisible, you know, that podcast.
Yeah.
An episode about clubs in Berlin.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm, you know, this is, you know, as I do my adventure walks, you know, I listen to lots of podcasts. I don't remember if this particular club was featured in that episode, but the whole episode was about, you know, just the fact that Berlin had been one type of city and then had become a different type of city in the early 90s.
Yep.
And, you know, and so much just, I don't know, I guess...
A lot of transformation.
A transformation and a lot, yeah, a lot of kind of like, let's experiment, you know, let's get weird.
Yes, let's get weird. Totally. Oh, I really need to listen to that because.
Yeah, I think you would really like it. You would
really like it. I love Berlin. In fact, my travel partner and I, my final thoughts on Berlin are, I could potentially live there. Like, it is really chill. Like, it is. I really loved it. We had a great time. I thought it was a really like way better than I expected, and I have high expectations. But yeah, I'll listen to that 99% Invisible faux show. I'm excited
about
this.
I just sent you the link.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh. For anyone else who's interested, the episode is called Tons Tons Revolution.
Oh, get I'm it? So excited about get this, it? Sarah Lane. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So, all right. Well, Heather, you liked Berlin. I love this for you. I when I think about, you know, like partying until 5 a.m., I'm just very tired.
Same.
But you know what? Good on ya. Sounds like you had fun.
It was a great time. And, you know, it's funny. You do realize, you know, because I go to bed at around between 9 and 10 when I'm back in the States, when I'm in my routine, when I'm, you know, and when you're on vacation, you kind of have a different energy. And I had no problem staying up. I mean, I hit a wall at 5, but you're kind of a different person. It's very interesting. And you're just in the moment and time doesn't really exist. And you'd be surprised at how much more energy you probably have there in your little teeny little body. But we're, you know, when we're in a routine, it's different. We live not in the city and it gets quiet at night and I get tired when I'm sitting on the couch watching a movie and I haven't been doing that. So it's been easier to stay up.
Well, I welcome more fun stories from your travels. Honestly.
Can live vicariously.
Very much so. Especially, it's also like, when was the last time I was on a plane? I think it was like a year ago. No, it wasn't a year ago.
It wasn't that long ago. You went to Ohio or Iowa or one of those four-letter states?
It was Ohio, but I went to New York after that.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You did.
So, yeah, I have been on a plane in the last 365 days.
You're doing fine. You're doing
fine. But, you know, we're getting to the point where I'm like, you know, I might need to get on a plane.
Hey, man, we got room for you here.
Aww.
Get a flight to Mallorca. We'll be here for the rest of the week.
Well, listen, Heather, I know that you are sort of living the dream right now, but you're probably still making some sense of news out there. And one of the things that, at least in my realm, is a big story is the fact that Twitter has rebranded to X, the letter X.
Yeah.
I don't even really want to talk about Elon Musk because I don't like the guy and F him, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to talk about, you know, Twitter and the fact that I don't want to be like, we were the cool kids who liked Twitter before it was cool. But we did because we worked in tech.
Yep.
You know,
totally.
And there is something about the transformation of a company that is very much a, you know, it's a company. Mm-hmm. And, you know, companies want to make money. And, you know, there's all sorts of reasons that companies do things that the users don't necessarily like because, again, for profit. Mm-hmm. But it really bummed me out. It bummed me out. I don't know. I remember exactly where I was. I was in Argentina, of all places, in 2007. And someone that was in San Francisco at the time texted me and said, well, I don't know if he texted me. He probably emailed me or something. Who knows? I don't remember. He said, you have to reserve your username right now.
Wow.
This thing called Twitter, like, do it right now before somebody else does. I think
you told me that, actually. Yeah,
probably. I probably did. You know, and I was like, eh, who cares, God? And he was like, do it, Sarah. And I did. That was, yeah, it was 2007. I remember it well because I was like, I was very not in the tech world at that point. I was like traveling and Palermo and Argentina is lovely. Buenos Aires. but I was like, okay, fine. And then I got back home a couple months later and it was like social media.
Totally.
That was the life we were living. And, you know, we're still living
it. Was kind of exciting. Yeah, but it was new and cool and fun.
It was new and different. And like, wow, you know, how are we all talking to each other? And like, it really was a pivotal thing.
It was.
Like for life.
Yeah. I get your feelings. You Twitter has been a big part of your life. I mean, way more than me. I started strong on it and then I kind of didn't continue doing it. You have continued to use it and you've enjoyed it. You enjoy the platform. And so, yeah, how are you going to not use it anymore because of this change?
I don't know.
Or are you just going to kind of lean into it?
Well, I mean, yes and no. I don't really know my answer. I think that, you know, at this point, Twitter is like one of many social networks that I enjoy. But I enjoy it less than I ever have. And I just, you know, there's so much, I don't know, like, how do I put this into words? Like, there's so much discussion on Twitter about how Twitter sucks now. Yeah. That's like, why do I want to be here?
Yeah.
Why do I want to talk about this? Like weird echo chamber kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like your story about like a cool club in Berlin. It's like, we should all do that a little more often.
100%. I totally agree.
And kind of just like, stop like talking about a company that, you know, has done you wrong somehow.
Yeah. And it's very true. And I think also, maybe you're feeling a little bit of this, like, it's like the end of an era, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes that's hard because it defined a time that was so, for your work and for your social life and for just your life in general. And I think that can be really hard to transition. But, you know, nothing ever stays the same. We could never hold on. You know, it's even my fleeting moments that I'm having here. I know that it's not going to last. Nothing I'm experiencing here will ever happen again. Sure, maybe I'll go to Berghain again next time around. It won't be the same.
No.
So really just like relishing in these moments and just, I don't know, letting go, I guess. Letting go and letting it be what it's going to become and be like, F it all. Get on a plane. Go to a club.
I like it. I like it. I like this. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Like, we can't change the past.
Nope.
We can, you know, we have no idea what the future holds.
Exactly.
Let's just ride the wave.
And I think you do get reminded of that. Like, okay, here's what I wanted to bring up. And I'm not going to belabor how beautiful it is where I'm at right now. I'm in Spain. I'm in Mallorca. And I'm not going to tell you how many gelatos I'm eating because I'm probably eating at least one a day. So you could do the math. So I might come back like 10 pounds heavier, but I don't care. So one thing I've been thinking a lot about on this trip is how interesting time is and how constantly it changes its tone depending on where you are and what you're doing, and how I get restless. And I get restless more because I live in the country. I live in a place that's quiet. It's beautiful. It has the best air you could ever imagine. I have a view of the ocean. There's excellent food, and I can cook, and it's a good quality of life. However, it's slow. And I'd say within 2 months' time, when I'm home and I'm in a routine, I'm getting up, I'm watching my cats, you know, watch, you know, the birds, I'm watching the ocean, I'm drinking my coffee, I'm sitting at the window, I'm dabbling, you know, work here and there. And, you know, all the days blend into each other. And it makes me feel crazy sometimes, because I feel like time becomes this really strange, like I'm on a hamster wheel. It goes by very quickly. Yep. Every day blends into the other. I don't know which day it is. It could be Saturday. Yep. It could be Thursday 100%. For all I know. Yep. And I can't stand
every,
that
every
feeling.
Every Thursday. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's Tuesday right now. Every Thursday, I'm like, how is it Thursday?
I know.
There's something about Thursday.
Huh.
Like, it's not even Friday, but I'm like, it's almost Friday.
Yeah, it's like the week happen? Is wrapping up. And you're like, I can't believe the week is almost over again.
Yeah.
The month is over again.
Yeah, like
the year,
what do I have
to
show for it?
You exactly. Know, like that kind and of I stuff. Think that's what made me crazy before I left. And I sort of realized toward the end of the trip, I'm sure that I will be on some level yearning to take things slower, get back to my routines. And it'll feel good for the first few days, maybe for the first week until I get restless again. But like trying to really lean into whatever it is, whether it's an exciting, you know, dance floor at a dance club in a foreign country, or I'm just kicking it, you know, watching a movie and going to bed at 9. It's like, I think I want to try to be better at, because you can't go to dance parties, you know, every week. I mean, maybe you can, but it's...
You can if you're a young person. I'm like, once a year, probably at this point.
Oh, same. I mean, I'm like probably once every few years, but I feel like I desperately needed to get out of the monotony that was home.
Yeah.
I'm not even like, I don't feel homesick. Like I am totally in the moment. I'm sure, like I said, I will be tired by the end of the trip and I'll probably miss my bed and whatnot. But I like kind of getting lost in time. I feel like the days are longer because I don't know what we're doing each day. We kind of piece it together as we go. And it makes everything feel stretched out.
The absence of monotony, I think, is like what you're getting at. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of special in a way.
It really is. It really is. But it ebbs and flows. You're not always going to have those long, full packed days where, you know, you feel like the day lasted days. You're going to have to get back to your routine at some point, and trying to kind of embrace like washing a dish and driving in traffic and trying to bring this zen to the real world.
I love you being like, I'm going
Which
to have
won't
to
happen.
Embrace washing a dish.
It's part of life,
Sterling.
You
don't do that in Berlin. No, sir.
No, definitely not. But I will say where I'm at right now, I've never been to, I've been to Corsica, which is an island out here, but never
I've been to Corsica
to...
as well.
Nice.
Weirdly.
Yeah. Oh, sweet little French Italian island. Mm-hmm. This one I think is a little bigger. It feels very kind of Tuscany on the coast. There's a lot of olive groves, you know, but blue ocean. There's like pine trees. It's kind of an interesting mix of
it's that,
you know,
Mediterranean
stone walls. Very, very
thing.
Much so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And last night, actually, we talk about spontaneous. We're just trying to explore all the different parts of the coast. And we went snorkeling on this one beach and ended up, you know, it doesn't get dark till really late and you don't want to be in the house because it's too hot. So you kind of stay out, you know, and then you have a late dinner and then you drive home. Well, we realized by the time we had dinner, it was like really late and it was an hour and a half to get home. And like, it's very, very dark, narrow roads here. We have a tiny little Fiat car, and most of the cars here are very small. But I am telling you, it is dangerous. Dark, oh, no lights. It was a harrowing drive, but we got home. We made it. We made it back about midnight. I mean, even some of those parts of the trip where we got a little lost yesterday, in this mountain region where all the roads were like the bottom of a creek bed, and we couldn't find our way out. It was about a half an hour. We felt like we were kind of in a horror movie because we kept coming across these, buildings that were dark, and it was kind of spooky. Once we got out, and it's like a cool story, you know, it's like, yeah, it was a little harrowing. We made it back. But it's all part of it, you know? So
yeah,
we'll continue to share stories, as we record, in the coming weeks.
Indeed we will.
And then I'll be home and I'll be boring again. No, just kidding.
Well, you know, I mean, life is never boring.
No, it really isn't.
If life gives you anything, it's not being boring.
You never want to say that you're bored.
That's what I've learned.
That's a problem in itself. Like, how can you be bored? There's so much to think about and to do and to read and to listen to. And there's no time to be bored.
No, there isn't. There's also no time left in this show.
No, there isn't. We got to wrap this baby up. You
got
to get on with your day.
Yeah, well, and you have to get on with your night.
This is true.
But just a reminder, Heather and I, wherever Heather is in the world, or me, for that matter, we do the show just the two of us. And we would love your patronage. If you want to learn more about how to do that, patreon.com/havesuchagoodday is the URL for you. Thank you to all our patrons who do support us. Everybody in our Discord, we love, you know, hearing from you and chatting with you. And keep it coming. Keep it coming.
Yeah, no, we love y'all. We have a very special love for all of you listeners out there, whether you're in our Discord or not. And it's so fun to reconnect every week, but don't hesitate to reach out and say hi, say what's up, give us a story, or just say hi is totally fine. Hi
indeed.
At suchagoodday.com.
Indeed. Yes. Do, you know, emails, Discord messages, or just a high five in life. we really appreciate it. But for now, this is the end of episode 199.
Oh, it sounds so cool.
I know. Like 199 is actually cooler than 200.
I agree.
For the record, like, this is like, I don't know. It like gives me tingles.
Same.
And
I'm gonna go jump in the pool.
Yeah, go jump in the pool, Heather. I'm going to go ahead and think about technology for the next 9 hours.
That sounds good. Well, it's so
don't
good to
be
reconnect,
jelly.
Wings. Oh, I'm so jelly. Just don't think about Twitter, all right? And I will remain Heather in the meantime, but I'll see y'all very soon.
I will remain Sarah forever.
Have such a good day. That's an order.
Ciao, ciao.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.